Conscious Leadership Podcast, The Human Side of Leadership, where consciousness meets practical business leadership. The podcast dives into real challenges managers face, from team motivation to navigating change. Discover actionable insight, proven strategies, and inspiring stories to help you lead with clarity, authenticity, and impact. Whether you are an SME owner, a team leader, or simply passionate about conscious leadership, this podcast will equip you with the tools to build stronger teams, foster trust, and achieve sustainable success. Tune in, lead consciously, and make a difference. Hello, and welcome to the Conscious Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Boris Nedved, and today we are diving into a challenge that I think every leader faces at some point in time: team disengagement. Disengagement can be frustrating, but it's also a sign. It's a sign or a signal that something isn't aligning within your team. Instead of seeing disengagement as an obstacle, you as a conscious leader, you can see it as an opportunity. Opportunity to reconnect, realign, and inspire your team back into engagement. This episode, I want to explore with you the key signs of disengagement. What are possible root causes behind it? What are actionable strategies to re-engage your team? And how your personal self-awareness as a leader plays a crucial role. One of the first signs of disengagement is a lack of openness and honesty. That happens within your team. You will realize it, you will see it. When your employees do not feel comfortable being frank with you being the leader, they might withhold concerns, they might hesitate to provide feedback or avoid difficult conversations with you. So what could be observable behaviors that indicate such a lack of trust? Minimal contribution in discussions. The employees might hesitate to voice their opinions or only provide very surface level input when you ask them. They avoid you as a leader. Your team members might keep the interactions with you, the leader, the manager, strictly professional and avoiding any informal conversations that you want to have with them. They give defensive or very vague responses to questions. Your employees seem cautious of what to answer, when to answer, when you ask them about challenges or struggles. You receive very limited upward feedback from them. Only a few members, or hardly any member or none at all, might actually give any suggestions or raise concerns, even when you directly ask them. If you notice such behaviors, this might indicate that trust is lacking within your team, making the engagement even harder. Before we can solve such a disengagement, we need to identify it. Some of the key indicators might be decreased productivity. Tasks that you give to your team members take longer. The output quality declines. There's a lack of initiative. The team members might stop bringing ideas or solutions. You have minimal participation in meetings. People remain silent. They avoid discussions or they show actively disinterest. You might observe as well increased absenteeism. You realize that there are more sick days, late arrivals, or unexplained absences. And you realize possibly a low energy and enthusiasm, a lack of passion for work, noticeable changes in body language, or decreased collaboration. If you're seeing such signs, it's really time to dig deeper into what's causing that. What is causing this disengagement? Often, these disengaged employees may hesitate to express their concerns, their feelings, their emotions openly due to a lack of trust in the leadership or even your leadership. So you as a leader, you really should pay attention to these subtle cues like hesitancy in sharing ideas, guarded protective body language, a reluctance of providing feedback. Identifying those behaviors can help to uncover underlying issues before disengagement really becomes a bigger problem. Research, and there's a lot of research out there, confirms that disengagement is growing. It's a growing issue in the workplace. According to the Gallup Employee Engagement Index, for example, there's only 23% of employees worldwide that report really feeling engaged at work. The Michael Page Global Talent Trends 2023 reported that a lack of career progression and misalignment with company values are drivers for disengagement. McKinsey's State of the Organization 2023 found that organizations with poor communication and leadership see up to 30% drop in employee productivity. So all these are signs that are out there, and something is not going as it should be. Disengagement doesn't necessarily happen overnight. There are multiple factors that contribute to a team losing the motivation and the connection. Some of the most common reasons include the lack of purpose and meaning. Employees disengage when they don't see how their work contributes to something bigger, to the bigger perspective, to the goals, to the vision of the company. So you as a conscious leader can help to connect the dots, showing them why their role matters. Poor communication and misalignment. If expectations are unclear, feedback is inconsistent, or there's even a lack of transparency, teams start to feel lost. And strong intentional communication is key. And I've talked about the communication aspect in my last episode of the podcast, so you might want to listen to it. Thirdly, the lack of growth and development opportunities. When people feel stagnant in their roles, they disengage. There is no progression. They want to continue, they want to grow, and there is nothing. So you as a conscious leader can create environments where learning, coaching, and career progression are prioritized. Unaddressed conflict and team dynamics issues. If you ignore tensions or unresolved conflicts within your team, this can create really a toxic environment, for sure leading to disengagement. So you as a leader, as a manager, you can, and from my perspective, I must facilitate open discussions and foster this psychological safety. You must table as well these conflicts. You must address it. And lastly, the lack of recognition and appreciation. If employees feel undervalued, their motivation declines. What should I do something for if I don't get even recognized for it? So simple, meaningful recognition can reignite engagement. So as we've seen, when understanding these statistics, it's clear that disengagement is not just a minor challenge, but it's possibly a systemic issue affecting the businesses globally. So what can you do as a leader? With only 23% of employees worldwide feeling engaged at work, poor leadership and communication contributing to 30% drop in productivity, organizations really must take proactive steps to reverse this trend. Leaders who take conscious steps toward improving engagement can create real, measurable change within their teams. Building trust is foundational to re-engage teams. If employees do not feel safe to speak openly, their disengagement will only deepen. You as a leader must actively create an environment where openness is welcomed and encouraged. Here are, from my perspective, some ideas or ways to foster trust and to break down barriers and to bring back the team into a level of engagement that is prosperous. You as a leader, you can share your own challenges, your uncertainties, your lessons learned. When you open up, it signals that honesty is valued. Create a safe space for feedback and regularly invite employees to share concerns, possibly anonymously or in private meetings with you. Observe nonverbal cues. Pay attention to body language, hesitation, and tone of voice to gauge if employees are holding back. Follow through on your commitments. By demonstrating reliability, you build confidence in your leadership. And when employees see your actions that they match your words, they feel more secure in speaking up. Encourage two-way dialogue. Instead of just asking for updates, Ask how you can support your team better. Such small shifts in approach can make a big difference in fostering trust and engagement with your team. Reconnect your team to the purpose. Remind your team why their work matters. Share stories, share customer impacts, share big picture goals and then vision and things like that. Celebrate as well success. And recognize and appreciate their efforts. Celebrate these wins, these small wins even. Acknowledge contribution and make sure that every team member feels seen and valued. In one of my leadership roles, I encountered as well two team members that had become disengaged. They were formerly very, very high performers and high productivity driven, and that productivity dropped. They came late in the mornings, left early in the afternoons, and in meetings they became very silent. Realizing that, I was thinking, what do I do? Instead of pushing harder, I decided to step back and to listen to them, to talk to them. Through one-on-one discussions and conversations, I discovered that both of them felt disconnected, disconnected from the company goals, disconnected from the company values, and they lacked a sense of ownership and accountability in whatever they were doing. So by implementing clearer communication, why their work and contribution is relevant, why are their tasks relevant, and giving them personal recognition when they've done something very well, I was able to bring them up again. So for me, the lesson, people disengage when they feel unheard, unseen, or undervalued, but they re-engage when they feel connected, when they see a purpose in their contribution, and they feel appreciated for the work they are doing. So disengagement is not an endpoint. It's a clear signal for a leader to take action. And I firmly believe that when a leader acts consciously and is attentive to its team members or employees, disengagement can be transformed into deeper trust, motivation, and alignment. So here's my challenge for you. Observe your team this week. Look for signs of disengagement and take one small step to re-engage a team member if you observe it. Whether it's on a one-on-one conversation, a recognition of the effort, or clarifying expectations, your leadership can make a difference. And I'd love to hear about your experiences. What specific challenges have you faced with disengagement? Is there disengagement within your team? If not, I would be very, very happy for you. And yeah, what strategies have you employed to turn things around? Share your insights and let's learn from each other. Leave a comment, connect with me on LinkedIn, or share your thoughts on my website, humanindecenter.com. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Leadership Podcast. Look forward to the next episode to come, and stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Until the next time, bye.